This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Soham Castillo. Episode number 1446 is here. Today's episode is titled, Tower of God.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. In Japan, webcomics received an anime TV series adapted from telecom animation film, which premiered on Naver Series On in South Korea and was broadcast in Japan shortly thereafter. Crunchyroll only played one season in 13 episodes. Fortunately, the series finally returned on May 16 with 5 new chapters on the Korean comic platform Naver, which means that it is only a matter of time before the English version is released on Webtoon. Finally, if you want to know about the aftermath of the first season, you can read the Webtoon in Chapter 80. Oversimplification of some concepts and interactions between characters, as well as motivation, makes this a watered-down version of the source. While these changes may not always seem like a problem when considered in isolation, bringing everything together is a departure from what made the Tower of God great in the first place. So do not expect every secret of the tower to be revealed immediately there. Even though the anime sacrifices the dark atmosphere of the first season of the webtoon, I felt that they still do a good job of creating tense situations, especially in the first part of the season. When I first read the webtoon, I was immersed in a dark environment, intriguing character motives, the ruthlessness of the world, and the vast unknown world that the tower was. So it managed to become the most watched show of the season that aired and was released as a modern classic in its infancy. Plus, anime fans loved how Crunchyroll animated the show in a unique way. While retaining the original webtoon animation, the anime also created a series of wallpapers. It is easier for animators to present animations with full source material. This is why each test is ultimately a waste of time, and then the entire series is a waste of time. And the characters are neither one nor the other, they are simply called friends because the previous test told them so. One moment they say that they are killing each other, the next moment they say that they are friends with each other, and the characters do it instantly and in a way that does not seem to have free will, and act as it fits into the plot. As for others, who are not born so elect like him, they pass the test, betraying everyone. Since many of Bam's friends have gone missing since the start of season 3, they may also appear unexpectedly later in the arc. Now, however, Rachel is ready to climb the tower and leave Bam to do so. After Rachel disappears into a shroud of light, Bam follows her, vowing to climb the tower in hopes of meeting her again. I think that's a clear goal. As soon as Bam enters the tower in search of Rachel, Bam and I get to know the rules and principles of the tower. The story centers on a boy named Bam who enters the named tower and must pass tests to get through many, many different levels. Haddon explains that anyone wanting to climb the tower must pass a series of tests from each floor, the first of which is to reach and smash the ball behind a giant steel-clad white eel. When he enters the tower, he meets allies who will help him climb the tower. Someone says that they will become an admin, and in the end they will only receive the approval of the admins. Ho tells Bam that he will lose the motivation to climb the tower if he kills Rachel, as he learned from an anonymous letter that gives him a chance to pass the test. Everyone except Bam, who is left standing due to his supposed luck, is rejected by Shinsu. When Bam vows to protect her, a strange explosion erupts from Shinsu, giving the impression that Bam has turned into Shinsu himself and voluntarily attacked the player, which is contrary to the impartial and absolute rules of the tower. Why should no one want to follow this goddess? But seriously, she is the only person Bam has known all his life, so when she enters the tower, wanting to make her dreams come true, he follows her. The hero of the ancient war against Jihad Chaw swore allegiance to Bam, while Kun devised a plan to spread the name of Bam's throughout the tower to lure everyone with grudge against Jihad, hoping to lure them into the nest to aid their cause, so expect many more familiar characters. We'll join the arch in the future. The battle for the nest arc begins with chapter 468, which brings together some of the most powerful characters in the series. Since the first season ended on June 24, 2020, fandoms have been wondering about the future of anime. In conclusion, anime fans are eagerly
awaiting Tower of God Season 2. By all accounts, the Tower of God anime was a huge success and fans would have liked to see more, but there is currently no confirmation that a second season is in development. Since then, due to health concerns, the creator of Su has had the longest hiatus in history, with fans clamoring for an update. This is not the case, but we were constantly told that we should support him so that they can do even more adaptations of Korean webcomics. GIP Preparations Tower of God has been widely touted as the first adaptation of a Korean webcomic and as the start of a new era for anime. Fanboys will insist on making him look normal, but they are fans, so obviously they like everything. Thus, the popularity of anime via webtoon affects only a few viewers. Also, webtoon does not attract the Japanese anime community like manga does. Spearfishing another challenge is to reach the top of the tower. On the base ship, the test administrator and ranker Luro Ro challenges them to resist his water barrier, which is formed by the power of the towers known as Shinsu. It will also be interesting to see how the temporary alliance between BAM and Colovan develops. Whether it's wealth, power, fame, or even a reunion with Rachel, all desires will be fulfilled at the top of the tower. Tower of God, Shinyi Tab, Shinyui Tab, literally meaning Tower of God, is a series of manhwa created by Korean artist Su, set like the story of Tulsa Uzer. This was Tower of God, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1446. My name is Soham Castillo, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.